The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just have a feeling today is going to be a great day. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A. And you know what? It is going to be a glorious week,
right?
Dana. And I, you know, the best way for me to remain single is to constantly hang out with married people. And I know it's going to be...
Hey,
it's for horses. And if you feel attacked, let me explain to you how I started off my week. Bright and early at 5:45 in the a.m. is when I come in to work and I hear my coworkers who are married arguing over Tide Pods at their household, which is not a workplace argument. There's no other reason. Me and Jack would never argue about Tide Pods and if you got the Tide Pods and when are you going to bring the Tide Pods and what are the Tide, blah, 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 blah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. The Tide Pods were outside and I need to make sure that they are transferred from the actual plastic container into the other pretty plastic container that
Plus
I have.
You and I aren't roommates.
Yes, I need for my husband Otto to do that so that my laundry room looks beautiful. See everything, you know, I have containers that have the names of detergent, Oxy, bleach. So he must transfer the pods into there. And the garage door is also having some issues. The air conditioner filters also need to be replaced. Am I not allowed to talk about that?
You are. It's the Dana Cortez Show. You open rein on whatever you want to verbally communicate to your significant other there. But maybe we do it with a smile on our face instead of sternness in your voice.
Let me tell you something. These are real conversations, Anthony. When you get married, it's not going to be like, hey, baby, how are you? No, no, no.
It's going to be, did you fix the garage? Did you put the Tide Pods away?
That's it.
Did you make sure you grabbed all the packages? Did you check the mail yet today?
Yeah. Did you open the Amazon boxes? Did you deposit the check? Those are the conversations that we have as married people. Okay, Anthony?
I know. I understand it. I'm on the 7th, 8th year of this show and syndication, and yes. I've grown accustomed to these. This is not top the peanut argument you guys had a few years back. But
that was an almond argument.
That was a classic showdown. And I don't want to feel like I'm specifically attacking you, Dana, because this is all wives and husbands and married people alike of all types of.
I thought you were going to say it's because it's all because of Otto's shortcomings that we're having.
No, not at all.
That would be my line.
I'm just used to being verbally abused. That's what it is.
I was listening to everything about Dana going off about the Tide Pods, and I was like, can Otto get some coffee first? Please.
True. He is very much a crab before his cafecito.
Anthony knows how it turns out if I haven't had my coffee yet.
That's why last week, if you missed this part, we had to turn all the way back around to get Otto's coffee at home. And Anthony was like, thank you for getting the man coffee. Because you and Jack don't want to be around that. Talking about Tide Pod. No.
I'll go get the Tide Pods. I'll go get them.
Anthony's going to start eating the Tide Pods.
No, don't say that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So 1/3 of Americans admit to having a dedicated bedroom playlist. It's called the In the Mood playlist.
Ooh.
CBS released this study, and the number one song was Genuine Pony. Okay. Okay, I agree on that one. But this one here, I'm going to tell you, I
pun
was
intended.
Like,
that's a banger.
That's a long song, dog.
No, but let me...
hope you got that A game on you, buddy.
And he's like, I don't know about that one. Listen. The number two song, I'm sorry. I don't agree. If you throw this song on, Otto, it is just... It's the turn-off playlist. This is number two.
Baby, I...
No.
Oh, Ed Sheeran?
I love the song. Is it in the mood? It's more like walking down the aisle. It's not.
All right.
It's not sexy.
Dana, you don't date women who wear Birkenstocks, and now we know. Okay.
I think we have.
Obviously, Anthony's playing a little.
Talk to Jenna. Somebody have on line one. See if she wants to contribute. What's her in the mood playlist? I don't know. No, I don't wear Birkenstocks, but I love Ed Sheeran. Trust me, that's a great song. Does that get you in the mood?
That's a song for when you get your girl back. That's what it's for.
Oh, that-
after you cheat on her, go to therapy, and you get her back, you play that on.
Yeah,
it's good.
It screams hang out or like my mom's over and like we're having dinner. You know, and I'm playing that in the background. It does not.
Ed Sheeran's not sexy to you.
No, Ed Sheeran is not sexy. Ed Sheeran is let's be together forever, not let's have fun tonight. You know, it's not. Okay, it's not the In the Mood playlist. You know what's a good one? You know what's a good one? The Week in the Hills. Ooh. Now that is an In. Ooh, honey.
Okay, Christian Grey.
Right? See, this here is an In the Mood playlist. We have Jennifer on line one. Miss Jennifer, what is your one, like, ooh, In the Mood playlist song?
Sexual Healing.
Oh, ooh. Marvin Gaye, honey. We're going back. We're going back. Yes. Yes. And
absolutely.
Yeah. She's getting excited right now. We're not even playing it.
That's 70s or 80s? Because that's a pretty old record.
I don't know, but I know it's not my time. That's
She's like, I don't know. She's like, you know what? You know what it is? It's time when it's time. When that song is on, that's right. You know, it's time when it's time. It's sexy. It feels good. Did Ed Sheeran Perfect, does that do it for you? Is that, or is it just like, no, I'm just like, that's not really sexy to
me. You know what? With Ed Sheeran, I don't know. It depends on how out of the mood I am. It's not really gonna work. It is fun, but it doesn't like really get that hook.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like drop the hills again, producer Jack. Drop the hills. Listen to this. Yeah, see what I'm saying? It's like what?
Maybe. Yeah.
She said maybe. You know, said maybe. Okay. What about what was the one you said, Anthony?
I said, oh my God, Dana, you set me up, right? At first, I thought we were talking about just love songs that we all love. And when I was in college, I was in a long-distance relationship, and I would constantly send a girl, "Hey there, Delilah."
This one?
And
no, Anthony, no.
Yeah, that's worse than Ed Sheeran.
Gosh.
Well, now you guys can see my kind of taste.
No, that is not an In the Mood playlist song. Something.
You are disappointing me. We're not even in the bedroom.
That is like, yeah. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for 3 days now. Otto, I'm sorry.
I'm a mild sauce kind of missionary man, okay?
You know what it's not?
It is what it is.
We believe you. You know what's not?
After that song, I really believe
you. Know what else made the list, which I'm just like, this is not it? This Christina Perry, 1,000 Years? Really? Is this what we're talking about here? Is this the one?
Are you talking about the one from Twilight?
I think so. Yeah, this is not in the mood at all. This is more like I'm watching this movie with my kids. It is definitely not in the mood. How could it make the playlist? Nah. That's Jack's a get married song. That is not it. Yeah, that's not going to get me in the mood. Pony, definitely. What's another one that gets you in the mood? What about Miguel Sure Thing?
Okay, now we're talking.
Right, that's another great one right there.
Miguel Sure Thing gives me the vibes of a
rubber band. Shh, Anthony.
Oh.
After your song, I'm trying to feel something. You know, you could just feel that. See, that's what I'm talking about, the In the Mood playlist right there. Okay,
you're right about that, because that one feels like a good date night.
Yeah. No, I don't know about date night. You're spending the night if that song's going on. If that song's going on, you're spending the night. But definitely is a great song for the In the Mood playlist. Miss Carla, you've been holding for a minute. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What song would you add to the playlist?
It's from Magic Mike, blank you like an animal.
Oh, you're talking about Nine Inch Nails. Yes, ma'am. It's very early for that, and you almost said it. I could tell you're like, how do I say this without actually saying it?
I watched that on a plane.
Oh, hold on. You watched that movie on a plane? How did you do that with all the people around you?
I was in first class.
Okay.
Respect.
She pushed the seat back and enjoyed herself a good movie.
Yesterday I was on the plane, I was in first class for Southwest, and I had to turn my phone towards the window because in Peaky Blinders, they were getting a little too frisky, and I
were
was there. I can't imagine watching Magic Mike in front of everybody.
Yeah, that would be a lot, especially on a plane. That is too much. All right. What could we add to the In the Mood playlist, and what's the worst songs for the In the Mood playlist? 877-730-DCS1. Caller text us now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
J. Cole is speaking on his relationship between Drake and Kendrick, and he's getting very candid. We're going to play the audio now. After celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory, his real name is Jim Parsons, celebrating his birthday.
Bazinga.
And The Undertaker, also celebrating his birthday.
J. Cole sat down with Cameron. And, of course, Cameron asked J. Cole, what is your relationship like today with Drake and Kendrick Lamar? And he was very open about it.
I'm not going to act like we've been communicating and talking. You know what I mean? I've had conversations with them, like, post everything, you know what I mean? But it's not like it's a lot. That's me not knowing where they at. Me maybe assuming because I done heard X, Y, and Z, but it has nothing to do with, like, how I actually feel. I genuinely love these. Like, I be wanting to shoot off a text. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie. But even saying that on a mic is kind of lame to me.
But it's not lame because he has love for both of them. And that's why he named them in the song that started the whole beef, right? All three of us are, you know, I mean, we're the top three. And then Kendrick got mad. Then Drake got mad. And things went just snowballed out of control. The thing that I don't like, look, I love what it did for hip hop. Right? I mean, you're talking every major weight, heavy fighting at its best. What I don't like is it got so personal. And now you have three men who used to be friends not speaking at all.
There can only be one king.
I understand
that,
Otto.
But that's the thing. I think J. Cole respectfully, obviously he respectfully bowed out. But, you know, between Drake and Kendrick, there can only be one king. And they're in... that's all there is to it.
And that's right, Otto. But I'm not talking about the art and the craft. I'm talking about three men who, not in a workspace, that used to actually communicate, and now they don't. That's different. We can go all the way back to when Kendrick was saying this right here.
Hit me up one day and say, you know what? Handpicked, man. I want you to be on this tour. And, you know, it's a lot of artists out there, man, you know, that could have been on that tour with you. For him to just, you know, sit there and respect my music, get the same mutual respect, that's a blessing within itself. So shout out to Tristan.
And then all of a sudden, these three hate each other? I get it. I understand what you're saying, Otto, when it comes to the craft of hip hop. I'm talking about real life. These are men with children and wives. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's sad.
And I do feel like in real life that all three of them will come back together at a certain point. First of all, they're
like
all pushing 40.
Like a transformer?
40. No, that they're all pushing 40. They're all getting older. They all realize that this is dumb to be fighting about all these things that don't really matter in the long
run.
Thank
you.
And the other thing is I do feel like J. Cole is going to be the glue. He's going to bring Kendrick and Drake together. And then all three of them are going to get together and do an album or go on tour or do something.
Yeah, maybe, but they're also 40, so they, like, no, what grown man at the age of 40 has friends? I don't know any.
Good point, Ed. That's a good point.
And if they all three do a tour, it's got to be done by 10, okay? Do you believe these three, like Otto predicts, will come back together and have a tour or do an album? You know, seriously, how do you feel about it?
There's a part of me that believes that they might have planned this all three together over a five-year time plan. I'm not kidding.
I wish that was the case.
J. Cole knew he was doing the fall off for 10 years. He's been writing that album for 10 years.
But Drake and Kendrick hate each other, and they shouldn't.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Video of Justin Timberlake's DUI arrest has leaked, and we're actually going to play the audio for you right now after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Jim Parsons, better known as Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory,
Bazinga.
And The Undertaker celebrating his birthday.
This is going to be heel to toe, so you're going to be clicking your heels as you're going, arms by your side. While you're doing this, you're going to look down at your toes.
Guys, I'm just following my friends back to my house. I'm not doing anything. I'm just following my friends back to my house.
Will you do this test?
Sure.
Okay.
So then Justin proceeds to do the test and then take a real close listen to the audio about 3 seconds in.
Just turn around for me, please.
That, my friends, is the sound of handcuffs. Okay. Now, here's the friend that was with Justin Timberlake at the time, and she informs the officer of who he's arresting.
If you're arresting Justin Timberlake right now?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What?
He was driving drunk.
He was. You guys, come on.
No.
Mr.
No.
She tried her best to try to convince them to let him go, and the officer was like, no. Did you hear Justin? Like, he was really messed up.
Oh, my God, dude. If I was a chance to arrest Justin Timberlake, I'd be like, yo, put your hands behind your back and cry me a river, pal.
I was going to say, that's put what... your hand behind your back and don't be so quick to walk away.
When he all said in heel, the corniness here.
I can't help it, though. When he was doing heel to toe, I kept thinking about all the bye, 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 all the dances and stuff.
All I kept thinking was, that man is drunk, is what I kept thinking.
Oh, Otto, he was slurring so badly. But here's my thing. Do you think he might have been taking some kind of narcotics? Remember, he has Lyme disease. Could that have been it? Because
like the mixture of the narcotics and alcohol together.
I wonder.
Because that was a serious slur. That was somebody who was very inebriated.
And if I'm not mistaken, they let him off eventually. Like, he didn't have to do any time. I remember what the circumstances were. I mean, I know he pleaded guilty, right? But his, I believe it was like dismissed or something, right? He just had to do community service.
Well, he had to do 25 hours of community service and pay a fine, and then he got his license suspended for 90 days.
But he didn't go to jail or anything like that. Yeah. But maybe the Lyme disease is one of the reasons that he sounded like that, because it didn't sound like just drunk, and he was super calm. He was not like, hey, you know. And the woman, maybe she was trying to explain to the officer, or maybe she was just a really good friend. What are Now, Otto, you said his wife is speaking out, Jessica Biel. What is she saying?
She's just supportive. She didn't want the videos to come out because obviously it makes him look like a certain way. And she says she's going to stick by her man. I mean, she stuck by him when he cheated. I don't think she was going to stick by him.
Hey, those are allegations. Those are allegations, Otto. We don't know.
The DUI is not an allegation, and she stuck by him.
Well, the only thing getting blown is an interlock, so.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, no matter what, one drink, two drinks, three drinks, call an Uber or a Lyft. It's way cheaper than having to call the bailiff.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the best TV shows ever just turned 20. And I'll be honest, when my daughters first started watching it, I was like, oh, whatever. And then I fell in love with it. And I would watch it even when they weren't home. Hannah Montana. Starring Miley Cyrus. She just released a trailer about it. Check it out right now.
Already getting emotional.
Wow. This show defined a generation. This anniversary is for them, it's for us. This feels like home to me. This is
life. That is amazing. So it ran from, I think, 2006 to 2011, and then it spun into a movie as well. Remember, it had the big Hannah Montana movie.
They showed it constantly because I've seen it 100 times.
I know. I just can't believe it's 20.
I mean, this show was so big that the Migos made a song called Hannah Montana.
Oh, I know. You were singing it earlier. And they were the biggest hip-hop group at the time.
And where's Billy Ray Cyrus for all this?
Billy Ray's not in good... hopefully he's doing better.
They're not on good terms anymore, are they?
No, they've had some issues. I think Billy Ray does things that were not featured on Hannah Montana.
Billy Ray's still a rock star.
He's a rock star. Yes, he's rock star in his life. That's one of the shows that, I'll be honest, even when my girls weren't home, I didn't care. I'd watch it because it was so good.
Oh, really?
Lil Nas X said, I had no idea who Billy Ray Cyrus is. Remember when he released Old Town Road? And he got Billy Ray to be on the song with him. He said, I knew who he was, not as a singer, as I knew him from Hannah Montana's dad. Mm-hmm. And then he found out he was a singer. And
I mean,
that's
there's an entire generation that doesn't know that.
No, of course
Billy
not.
Ray Cyrus was a
But there
huge
were so
star.
Many superstars that were on Hannah Montana. It was one of the best shows. Here's another one that I loved. I don't know if you remember it. Who remembers iCarly? Oh, my gosh. Dancing! I loved iCarly.
Shout out Uncle Spencer.
Yes.
One time I was at a club in L.A. and in Hollywood, and I ran into the principal. I can't remember what his name was. Tim Russ. Okay, yeah, name was Tim Russ, and he was the principal. And it was like, you know when you see somebody on TV for so many years, and then their real self in front of you? I was so disappointed. I was like, I did not get the principal. I got this party guy.
Why would you want the principal at the club?
Because I had this image of him of being the principal and being this responsible guy. And he was like, hey, you want a shot?
And you said, yeah.
I did.
And then it was random dancing.
Another one that Ava loved and I loved as well was Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, my gosh.
They had Biz Markie was on it. Quest Love was on it.
Yo Gabba Gabba was a banger.
Anthony, that was one of the shows that it was just iconic.
And then Ava's other favorite was Wonder Pets.
I know the theme song to that.
Ming Ming was
the phone is ringing. I swear, I could sing that right now. The phone. The phone is ringing. The phone. We'll be the dare. Yeah, we're going to stop right there.
I forgot about that song.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.